I hope some of you had the chance to check out some of the amazing events and music that went on last week. The Streets Alive guitar auction was a big success, raising funds to go towards future downtown public art projects. The Aurelia Jazz Fest kept the streets humming all weekend long with great jazz, and the youth performing on Sunday afternoon left no doubt that jazz's shoes will be filled nicely in the future. An Autumn Mariposa was an amazing gift of music, four incredible musical acts for $50, wow. And the weather was very kind, warm and sunny. Complete with the pub tent, food vendors and kids running around, it definitely brought back those Mariposa folk festival vibes we all love so much. However, that's enough looking at the past. Onward. And there is so much to look forward to. This Thursday, October 19, at 7:30 p.m., come out to the Udny Community Center for the Remara Historical Society talk for this month. John Savage will be talking about the history of lumbering in the region, and its effects on the environment and the indigenous peoples. It's going to be a great night. This Friday at 6 p.m., Pub Night is back at St. Paul's. This time, with the ever-popular Alex. St. Paul's hosted quite a few of these nights last year, to resounding success. Get a gang of your friends together, bring your cash, it's $10 cash cover at the door, cash bar and cash for pub food, hang out, mingle, and enjoy the great music of Alex. And, help support St. Paul's. Enjoy. Also Friday, the Coldwater Witches Walk screams its way back into Coldwater. Open to ages 19 plus, put on your witchiest attire and roam the streets of downtown Coldwater from 5 to 9 p.m. There will be food, drinks, prizes, and lots of shopping. Or perhaps you would rather have dinner and support a great cause that way, on Friday? The Better Together Benefit Dinner for Jubilee House, celebrating its partnership with Redwood Park Communities, is happening this Friday at Creative Nomad Studios from 6 to 10 p.m. There will be live music, art installations, a delicious dinner by Crew Catering, and a chance to make a difference. Find out more and grab your ticket here. Saturday, the hits just keep on coming. Pairing Palettes with Lori Meebower and Jennifer Woodburn, a show with these artists, is happening at Cloud Gallery and the opening reception is Saturday from 6 to 9 p.m. Come and meet both Lori and Jennifer in the main gallery. There will be an open bar with wine, beer, and food provided by Cloud Gallery, so reserve your free tickets today here. Cloud Gallery is located on the main floor of Creative Nomad Studios. Saturday at 7:30 p.m., the Aurelia Concert Band and the Aurelia Big Band are teaming up to help Hillcrest Lodge, in a fundraising concert at St. Paul's Center. Special guest is vocalist Millie Schopp, and if you heard her at the Aurelia Jazz Festival Sunday afternoon, you know you are in for a treat. The music will be a diverse array of lots of band favorites, so grab your tickets now here and come out for a great evening of music and support a great cause. Of course, you can never have your fill of great band music, so the Aurelia Silver Band has a treat in store for you this Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Aurelia Opera House. The show, titled Where Two Worlds Meet, features the Aurelia Silver Band and Kyung Il Lee, pianist. It's going to be an amazing afternoon of beautiful music. Don't miss out. Get your tickets today at www.aureliaoperahouse.ca. Sunday, celebrate the 8th day of Navratri, Garba Night, from 5:30 to 11:30 p.m. at ODAS Park, with Aurelia's Indian community. Lots of food, dancing, celebrating and fun. Tickets are only $25, check out the FB page here to find out how to reserve yours. Also this weekend, Fall Flavors returns to our neck of the woods, with great deals on food in many restaurants in our area. Go to www.aurelialakecountry.ca for all the details. Next Wednesday, October 25, come out for the Couchiching Conservancy fundraiser, Night Out for Nature, at Brewery Bay Food Co. There are two sittings, at 5:30 and 7:30 p.m. and tickets are $75, available through Brewery Bay. All funds raised go to support the Angela Rehearn Community Science Fund. Also Wednesday, join Lake Country Pride and Pocket Skate and Vintage for a queer movie night. The show, But I'm a Cheerleader, will play at 7:30 p.m. at Pocket Skate and Vintage. Cash donations are non-perishable food items for admission. A heads up for next weekend. More amazing events, including music for the museum on October 28 at 7:30 p.m. This fundraiser for the Aurelia Museum of Art and History features music by pianist Jackie Danziger and clarinetist Hugh Coleman. Blair Bailey is emceeing, and special guests include singer Laura Kelly, Ross Arnold on accordion and percussion, and Gail Spencer on flute. It's going to be a good one. You can grab tickets here. Zachary Lucky and Richard Inman play the Aurelia Opera House Studio Theater October 29 at 7:30 p.m. Come support these two awesome musicians on the last night of their kitchen table tour. Tickets www.aureliaoperahouse.ca. The Aurelia Concert Association opens its season with the TCO Stratton Soloists, Sunday, October 29 at 2:30 p.m. at St. Andrews. For tickets and more information, go to www.aureliaconcertassociation.com. Looking even further ahead in terms of a heads-up, the Lightfoot Days pop-up festival, happening November 3 to 5 throughout Aurelia, is really shaping up into something wonderful. Friday night, there will be a Gord tribute concert at 7:30 p.m. at St. Paul's Center, featuring Classic Lightfoot Live, a tribute band with Gord's nephew and other fantastic performers. There will also be showings of interviews with Gord at St. Paul's Center Saturday during the day, tours of Gord-centric places and street art, live performances throughout downtown venues, a Kiwanis auction of a guitar signed by Gord, and the mayor will proclaim November 4th as Gordon Lightfoot Day, Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Aurelia Opera House. Sunday, the Lightfoot Fun continues with a Sunday service at St. Paul's United Church with a Gord focus at 10:30 a.m., and a birthday cake cutting at Mariposa Market at 12:30 p.m. To find out more, go to the Facebook page here. And, one more heads up. Run, don't walk, and get tickets to the Mariposa Arts Theater 50-plus years retrospective show, Try to Remember. There are only 4 shows and it might be the best thing you see this year. Think of every Matt show you ever loved. Imagine your favorite part in it. That will be in this show. Blair Bailey directs the music, and there are 38 different musical pieces in it, an ensemble of incredible talent. This show has to be seen to be believed. Shows run November 9 to 12 at the Aurelia Opera House. Tickets www.aureliaoperahouse.ca. Go. Have a great weekend and see you next week. If you have arts news, send it to annaproctor111@gmail.com by Tuesday at noon to be included.